Our devotion for today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5 and then verse 7. Cast all your care upon him, that is God, for he cares for you. Some translations have, cast all your anxiety upon him, for he cares for you. Why is it necessary in the Bible for God to have to invite us or encourage us to pray? Why is it that God has to almost get after us to pray to him? I was thinking about that for myself. I came up with some of my reasons. First of all, sometimes the devil can convince us that we're not really fit to approach God. We're unfit spiritually to approach God in prayer and to approach this King. Well, if you feel that way, when you feel that way, nothing could make you more fit. That's exactly when we should approach God. Secondly, for myself, sometimes I fail to utilize this wonderful gift and forget how important it is. I often am hit with that when I'm singing the hymn verse, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." A lot of times I'm tempted to underestimate the value of this wonderful treasure of prayer that God has given us. I'm tempted to look at prayer from the eyes of the world that thinks it's kind of a ridiculous thing, rather than seeing how God describes it in His Word and what a precious gift it really is for us. But probably the biggest reason that I forget about prayer is my pride. My own sinful human pride gets in the way of me coming to God. I have a tendency inside of myself to think, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to carry whatever this burden is myself. And so it's ironic that God has to come to us, His children, and encourage us and invite us to pray to Him. It says something about our stubborn pride and how easy it is for us to forget about Him and for His promises to us. And we oftentimes stubbornly think that we're going to be the ones that are going to really carry ourselves through our troubles. And that's often, at least for me, what produces worry. Imagine a 12-year-old boy whose parents have told him to come to them with anything that he wants. They've even given him a cell phone if he's ever in any situation. And yet he stubbornly refuses to do that and to utilize their invitation, all because he thinks he can do this himself. That's a picture of my sinful pride when it comes to God inviting me to come to Him and cast my care upon Him. But the Bible teaches us that prayer in the heart of the believer is really an activity of faith that God alone has created and continues to activate inside of our hearts. Peter says to us, cast all your care upon Him, not on ourselves, not on our own way to figure things out, but cast all your care, he says, upon Him. God says to us in another passage, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. So casting all of our care upon God, there's no greater picture of that than the cross. That's where God took all of the worst things about us and the worst things about our world and placed them around the neck of His Son and made Him feel that weight and suffer that payment for our sin so that you and I could be forgiven. And when we're given the gift of faith, we benefit from that wonderful substitutionary death of our Savior. This is the ultimate picture of our reliance upon God. Think of the words Peter is saying to us. He cares for you. God cares for you. Just think what that means, that the almighty, all-powerful God of the universe, who designed the entire universe, who decided where all the mountains should go, who knows how many hairs are on your head. Think of all the wisdom and vastness of God, and yet He personally cares for each one of us and has shown that through the work of His Son, our Savior. So let us come boldly to God with our requests. God has invited us to come to Him, not only in time of trouble, but any day, at any time. Martin Luther used to use the illustration of, he said, imagine a king who has this large kingdom with a huge treasury chest, and he's waiting to give away vast amounts of his gifts to the people that are his subjects. And he invites them to come and to make requests before him. But the people forget about it and are kind of squeamish and maybe don't really come with as big a request while he's waiting with this large treasury, waiting to give them so many great gifts. Someday in heaven, we will realize just how valuable and amazing this wonderful gift of prayer was, and also how much God desired in his heart to have each one of us come to him and to cast all of the worries and anxieties we have in this life in his lap, and also to make requests of him of his wonderful love for us in Christ. Amen. Let's have a prayer as we close. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the precious gift of prayer. Stir up my heart in true faith to utilize this wonderful gift that it may benefit me and my family and my life. Be with me during these very trying times and help me not to worry, but to cast all of my anxiety and cares and worry into your lap, according to your promise. I pray this all in the name of Christ my Savior. Amen. May God bless your day.